host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to this week's episode of Alchemy. Super excited to be joined by Chris Roth, founder and CEO of Highline Wellness. Chris, it's great to have you on the show.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
Absolutely. Yes. So for everybody that's listening right now, Highline Wellness is a premium direct-to-consumer CBD brand, and Chris is the founder. And Chris, I thought a great way to, you know, kick off the show was to talk a little bit about, you know, how you came up with starting the company. You have a really fantastic background. You were at Cowen for so many years and, you know, really interesting, at least on the cannabis side. You were the deal captain on the Tilray IPO, which, you know, for everybody that doesn't know, was really the first cannabis company to list on NASDAQ. So really exciting there. And I'm sure you probably, you know, we're really dialed into so many trends. So that could probably be a really interesting story on what made you jump from there into starting your own CBD brand.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks again for having me, Jeff. So I went to Siena College on a lacrosse scholarship and I studied finance. I grew up in Long Island. So Siena's up in Albany.
Nice.
And through an alumni on the lacrosse team, I was given an internship in finance, and then I ended up getting a full-time job, couple months after I graduated at Cowen, where I was on the research sales desk. So what that means is essentially my job was to sell research on the stock market in specific sectors, but also single stocks to hedge funds and mutual funds. And I really began my career by focusing on e-commerce and the shift from brick and mortar to e-commerce, and, you know, the beneficiaries of that, and also, you know, who it would negatively impact. So I remember in 2015, we made a call on Amazon that it would be the number one retailer in the world by 2017. Everyone sort of thought we were crazy, and it ended up happening, you know, before halfway through 2016. And so for me, that was really one of my first key learning lessons of, you know, the shift to e-com is happening pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then shortly after that, we were the first U.S. investment bank to write research on the cannabis market. So in 2016, we wrote a 150-page report talking about the opportunities and, you know, different ways to invest and how to think about investing within the cannabis industry. And that was sort of really kicked off with introducing investors and our clients to the management team of Tilray. And I remember, you know, making those calls and asking people if they want to spend an hour of their time with the cannabis company and, you know, getting laughed at. And, right. and really like
crazy how times have changed, right?
Yeah, that's really what was so eye-opening is that's sort of the rhetoric in 2016. And then by 2018, when, you know, they went public as the first NASDAQ-listed cannabis company, you know, I think their IPO opened at 20 and it went, you know, eventually to 300. And then, you know, it's definitely come down from there. But that was sort of a really an eye-opening experience where I saw it come full circle where, you know, folks were laughing at us. And then 2 years later, those same investors that were laughing were the ones yelling at me for their allocation on the deal. And so it was really, you know, interesting. And so throughout that process, I had a lot of access and were in a lot of meetings with cannabis management teams. And one of the overwhelming, you know, rhetoric was there's a surplus of products, but a shortage of brands, and that, you know, strong brands are what's going to create value in the long term. And, you know, really after a conference in LA where I was introduced to CBD, and really it felt like everyone in LA was using it, and, you know, they were citing anxiety, sleep. And I came back to New York and talked to my friends about CBD and not one person knew what it was. Mm-hmm. And that's really when sort of the light bulb flicked. And, you know, from then on out, I really focused my time on studying the CBD market and talking to my clients about it. And, you know, through that process, I really couldn't find a reason to not do it. I've always wanted to create my own company. I've always wanted to start a company with friends, mm-hmm. And to really take that sort of leap. And, you know, I tried to poke holes in, you know, creating a DTC CBD company and really couldn't find one to sort of deter me from trying it. And so, you know, about 6 months in, I actually then told, you know, my boss and all my coworkers what I was going to do. And the president and the CEO of Cowen personally invested in a, you know, a friends and family round before we launched, which was, you know, huge for us to sort of get off the ground and have some, you know, capital to try to make a splash when we launched.
Awesome. Now, as far as the, you know, the focus on the consumer for you guys, you know, I think we've had quite a few folks on the show coming from the CBD space, all from, you know, different, you know, walks of life, if you will. Some are focused on sports. Some are focused 100% on sleep. Some are focused on everything. You know, and when I think about your brand and, you know, some of the things that you're doing, it sounds to me like, you know, your product is more about, you know, catering to a more sophisticated, you know, adult, if you will. So talk to us a little bit about that. Talk to us about the products, you know, how you really kind of, you know, carved out the niche that you're going after now, and maybe some of the things that you've learned along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. So really for us, when we were, you know, thinking about how we were going to launch and how we were going to approach the space, really the overarching theme, and, you know, bear in mind, this is December 2018, right after the Farm Bill passed, early January. We ended up launching January 7th, 2019. So it was all very new at that time. Mm-hmm. And the biggest players in the space were all really focusing on store count. After you had the Farm Bill pass, that's when stores were allowed to carry CBD for the first time, mainly topicals. And that's where a lot of people devoted their attention into taking share. And we really felt as if at the time, I think 5% of customers were buying CBD online and 95% was brick and mortar. We made the decision to focus on the 5% market that over time would be a growth market and a share gainer and eventually be like every other industry where it's either, you know, 50% or potentially over 50% e-com, and really focus on the online arena and go after what the consumers have showed intent and interest in buying. And I think for the whole year of 2018, the top Googled food terms, the number three term was CBD gummies. And mm-hmm. So that was something that we were looking at when we launched, and we said, okay, if there's a tremendous interest and, you know, intent to purchase CBD gummies, let's try to make the best CBD gummies in the space. And so we felt as if, you know, brands are so important, and the way you communicate with your customers in 21 is, and, you know, 2019 through now is online. And so the way we sort of approached that was through influencer marketing, because as, you know, many people listening know, you're not allowed to use Facebook, IG, or Google AdWords like most DTC companies. And so for us, our hypothesis was the way around that was through influencer marketing, where we could put the products in people's hands, and if they liked their experience and they liked the product and they found value in it, they can share their experience on social media, specifically usually Instagram stories. And that is a way that we can get eyeballs on the product and send traffic to the website. And so we tested that hypothesis at launch, and we sent, you know, very photo photographable boxes to 250 people. We asked everyone if they liked their experience with the product to share. Almost all 250 people shared. And for us, that was enough to acquire like more than, 2,000 customers right off the bat. And for us, that was proof of concept and a sign that we need to start, investing our energy and time into optimizing that whole strategy and to sort of scale that acquisition strategy. And, 3 years later, now we're in any given month advertising and talking to our consumers or potential consumers in, 5, 6, 7 different channels. But influencer marketing continues to be sort of our prominent strategy.
And so from an influencer marketing perspective, because I definitely did a little bit of research on, I know that was something that you guys were really focusing on. And I did see a ton of people, posting beyond stories, but just content, in the feed. And so those folks, who are posting for you, how are you guys able to, track the attribution of, what they're doing?
It's predominantly called UTM links.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't capture the full story. There's still many transactions that should be attributed to a certain piece of content that the transaction sort of happens around that. And so we have, different internal ways of really trying to get down to the numbers and properly attribute different spend and different content. But, the overarching sort of method is UTM links.
Right. So people basically sharing those links in their profile if they have Linktree or something like that.
Yeah. Exactly. Or potentially discount codes where that's a little bit easier to attribute because less transactions happen outside of it because people want the discount. So, that is another method that we use.
Cool. Yeah. I think also, you guys launching in 2019 and then obviously COVID happening in, March of 2020, we had so many folks, not only on the show, but also a lot of clients that we work with, that were just seeing like huge, 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 growth numbers when it was coming to e-commerce because people were doing research during the beginning of COVID on how to, protect themselves and be healthier. And they were reading all about how CBD can, obviously help deal with stress and sleep and anxiety and all of that stuff. And I'm sure that you guys saw like a massive curve, in the last year and a half. Has there been any type of like, flattening out or kind of going back to normal? Or is it's still continuing to rise and people are still searching for, products to help them with wellness?
Yeah, we have seen that there was definitely a massive growth in 2020 throughout, even in the beginning of this year. I think overall commerce sort of slowed down a little bit when you had everything open back up and the vaccine be pretty widely administered and nice weather this year. But, since then we've definitely seen a pretty big rebound as the weather gets a little chillier. In terms of like overall trends. But for us, we still view the CBD market as being tremendous. And, although we've been able to grow, pretty significantly over 3 years, our share of the overall market is still very small. Mm-hmm. So regardless of those overall, trends within e-commerce, we feel like we should be, growing each quarter. And, there's still enough opportunity out there so that those trends won't affect us perhaps as much as a another crowded industry.
Makes sense. So obviously the the holidays are right around the corner, and I know especially in the cannabis and the CBD space, everyone's kind of like, okay, this could be the year that I'm going to buy my significant other or my mom or my dad or my brother or my sister something connected to the plant. So I know that you guys have a whole, slew of CBD gifts and you have a whole holiday guide. Maybe walk us through some of your, most popular items that you guys are focusing on right now for the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, at Highline Wellness, our overall mission is to improve the quality of life of our customers. And so we understand how many people are struggling with very sort of similar struggles, specifically lack of quality sleep at night, as well as, you know, anxiety throughout the day. And so, you know, really 80% of our customers are using us for those two reasons. I think when it comes to sleep, our core sleep products are our night gummies, as well mm-hmm. as our night oil, which contain 10 to 20 milligrams of CBD, as well as 5 milligrams of melatonin. And you really fall asleep and stay asleep, and you don't have the grogginess in the morning that is often, you know, associated with melatonin.
Yeah.
At least for me, I can personally say that.
It gives me nightmares. Dreams.
Yeah.
A lot of dreams. Yeah.
Totally. I'm the same way. And this really does not have that effect on me. And that's really been the overwhelming feedback from all of our products.
That's awesome.
The CBD allows the melatonin to really do its job without a lot of the side effects that are really often associated with it.
Okay, good to know. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, absolutely. We will we'll have to send you products.
Nice. I could be an influencer for you.
Perfect. Not every influencer.
Ties right into your strategy.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I did see something that I thought was very interesting, because I definitely have a couple people that I wanted to buy this for, but there was a CBD facial mist, I think I saw something like that.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about that product.
Yeah, that is it's really an awesome product. It's meant to be used as you wake up or really before you go to bed. And CBD has a lot of anti-inflammatory properties. And so it pretty much serves as like a face like freshener. It has sort of like a cold, misty feel to it. And your face sort of just like feels a little energized after putting it on.
Cool. And then for all of us who have an athlete in our family, you guys definitely have a couple products around that for fitness, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think our fitness cream is really an incredible product. It's CBD as well as menthol. And the menthol actually opens up, the pores to be more receptive of the CBD. Mm-hmm. And so it sort of has really a relaxing feel to whichever, you know, muscle you're putting it on. Really anywhere on your body that's causing soreness or tightness, you directly apply it, and it really has a nice effect on it.
Nice. And so is there like a cutoff? Obviously, you guys are really focused on the e-commerce side. So what's like the last date that someone can get something before Christmas?
I believe the last date is December 11th.
Okay.
To purchase it in time. There is 2-day shipping available that would probably extend that date closer to like 15th or 16th. But to be safe, December 11th.
Awesome. Well, I think for we've got quite a few people that are listening in. So where can they find all of this? It's highlinewellness.com, right?
Yep. www.highlinewellness.com. And you know, you can also follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Highline Wellness.
Awesome. Well, really great to hear everything that you've created and you're building and growing, Chris. And looks like, you know, some really amazing products that are helping, you know, people in all walks of life. So thank you for that. And then if you've listened to the show before, you know, we always talk about work in the beginning, but we end the last couple of minutes with some quick fire questions. And I promise they're very easy quick fire questions. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, Chris, first question. What's the most expensive thing you've ever broken?
A laptop.
Okay. How do you judge a person?
Try not to.
if you have to judge a person on the first time you meet someone, how are you judging them?
How they treat people that they don't need anything from.
Okay, I like that.
Like a waitress or a waiter, something like that.
Totally. That was actually a really great episode, and I think it was Meet the Boss or Undercover Boss, you know, where they basically were doing an interview. I don't know if you've ever seen this one, and they purposely set up, they sent the wrong order to the person that was being interviewed by the CEO or something, or sorry, senior official. And they got the waitress or the server got the order all wrong. And they were basically, you know, seeing how this interviewer was reacting, and it didn't go over well.
I love that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that too, because, like, you know, I think that is very telling, right? If somebody overreacts or does something that, you know, is rude, it's, you know, it's not the server's fault. It was the kitchen.
For sure. Yeah.
So here's a good question that I think everybody is always interested in. You know, what's the most comfortable bed or the most comfortable chair you've ever been in? If you could remember a brand.
One of my friends has the Cloud couch from Restoration Hardware, and it lives up to the hype.
Really?
Yep.
Nice. Okay. That's good to know.
Sink into it. It's really comfortable.
I like that. What are you watching on TV right now?
Succession.
Nice.
Yellowstone. Yeah, those are probably top two right now.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I'm a Succession fan myself. Although I did find that this season was almost like, okay, how are we moving this forward? You know, it kept on going like, you know, the same pattern from the previous. But I feel like the ending for the season was very good. Okay, last question. What was the best thing that happened to you today?
Today. Honestly, waking up, getting a workout in today, like this morning, being able to have the health to do that.
I felt like I just started doing that too. I've been, you know, work obviously is so busy for everyone these days, and it's very easy to just, like, you know, be sucked into your computer. So I've started to, like, work out again, which feels great. So I like that one. Awesome. Well, Chris, thanks again for coming on the show. And for everybody, Chris Roth, founder and CEO of Highline Wellness. And if you're looking for a gift, check out their website. They've got great stuff on there. Thanks again, Chris.
Thanks a lot for having me, Jeff.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.